Hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning. Welcome in to a Friday Action Line for News Radio, WGNS. A lot to talk about on the program today. County Commissioner Pettus Reed is joining, and local historian, Rutherford County Historical Society, lots of different things that we can get into. And in the last 10-15 minutes, we're going to be talking with our friends from the Art Center of Cannon County about the new musical, Newsies, Disney's Newsies. That's what's coming up starting this weekend. But County Commissioner Reed, good morning. Glad you're with us after a late night at the courthouse, I think.
Good morning. Yes, it was a little late last night. It seems like all our commission meetings now are getting longer and longer. It's just there's just so much more to cover.
Is that what happens this time of the year, especially in June and July, too?
This is budget time. This is actually that time of the year that there are meetings. We have to move meetings around now due to the fact there's only so much time we can get things in. We have to meet state deadlines as far as the budget is concerned. You got to have it done by the 1st of July, have all those things done. And we're actually doing some things at the courthouse. I'm sure that some of the people recognize the fact that during our recent meetings over the last few months, the sound hasn't been all that great. You'll be talking on the mic, and all of a sudden you go away, and then you come back. You go away, you come back. Well, you got to understand that sound system in the courthouse is like 28 years old, and it's heard a lot of things up there.
I bet it is.
Things it didn't want to hear. I mean, if a sound system can make decisions, what it wanted to cut off. Well, yep. Now it's doing that to us. It just comes and goes. So we're taking that sound system out, putting in a new sound system. That's going to happen in July. So some of the meetings we were going to have in July, we can't have there. So we're trying to get things done, things taken care of, and getting that all taken care of. So June right now is action-packed. That's what I would call it.
Yeah.
I had to move the public safety meeting. It's coming up Monday night. The public, this is something for the public to understand, our public hearing on the budget, where if they have something to say, either yay or nay about the budget, 7 o'clock Tuesday night, come to the courthouse and you can voice your opinion about the budget. Either way, we're going to explain the budget, what it is this year. One good thing we're seeing, there's no tax increase that we're seeing right now. So that's a good possibility. We're a county right now that's approaching that $1 billion mark of what's going on in this county.
It's just
amazing. But that's what have people said. Well, growth's wonderful. I don't know. You got to pay for it.
Yeah.
And
somebody does, right?
Yeah. Somebody has to, and usually that comes back to the taxpayers if you're in the county, because we usually have one major source as far as funding is come. It comes from the taxes here in this county. But, you know, we're very fortunate in this county to have a financial system that has, over the years, we've had a good county commission. We have an outstanding finance director that has watched very well for us right now, and Michael Smith, the mayor, the Budget and Finance Committee has done a great job of watching that budget, taking care of it. As what I like to say, they're watching that pocketbook real close, and they have done real well doing that. We just got told last evening that we are now a AAA rating as far as our bond market is concerned. There's only two in the state that have this, counties, which means our finances are in excellent shape.
Well, even the United States government's not a AAA.
No.
Anymore.
No, you wouldn't find that. That means we are a balanced budget county. That means we look after our finances very well. We are not over-borrowing what we are spending. and we're doing very well with it. So I have to give a lot of credit to those individuals who are watching this and doing real well. I have to give all the other commissioners that credit too, because we all sit on different committees. And those committees go, when our department heads bring things up before the committee, they're looked at. That's done every month. Everything that we do in this county goes through a committee. From that committee, it goes to the Budget and Finance Committee, and from there, it goes to the full commission. A lot of eyes look at everything we spend in this county. So it's not what some people say, they're just up there spending our money like nobody's business. It's not. It's not that way at all. In fact, I think some individuals that are wanting something, they really dread it because, hey, they're going to ask me so many questions. And we've got a lot of directors that are well prepared in what they're trying to do there.
So Budget and Finance, of course, this time of the year, is that committee is very busy. But when everything that the county spends comes through your committee, you've really got to be on your toes with that. With that appointment, I would think.
That is. And we have some great commissioners that do look at this. They question it. They know what different departments do. They're familiar with what's happening there. We have some new commissioners that have been doing real well at learning what's happening and going that way. I'll be finishing up my 11th year. I'll have one more year, and that makes 12 years I've been up there. And you'll get to the point, you know, you earn every bit of this gray hair that you get up there going that way. We've got others that's been there a lot longer than I have. So you see a little bit of everything and what's happening. But I think what I see is in all departments right now, there is so much demand on what we have there within this county. We're growing so fast. It's not something you can just plan for in a slow method. It's just happening whatever. But we have a sheriff's department that are overworked, overplanned. We have a jail down here now. Believe it or not, it's over 30 years old.
Yeah, it's wild to think about that, isn't it?
Yes. Everybody talks about the new jail. I think that I hear people say, our new jail down there. And you have to tell them, no, it's not new anymore. You have pretty close to, there are times we have over 1,000 inmates in that jail. And it's going through a lot of changes. I mean, it that's 24 hours a day that building's used. It doesn't have any rest at all.
That's the next big ticket item to
that
come
is,
up, isn't it?
And we already have a committee that has been working on that. We've made some studies. We looked at some things. We've had the state of Tennessee. We've had CTAS to come in and give us a study on it out of the University of Tennessee. We know where we are, what we're doing. That's down the road. It's not right now that we're going to have to do anything, but it's coming. At some day, there will have to be make some decisions, either add on, remodel, or build a new jail. You want to do that before you get to the point where you are overcrowded to the point where the federal government or the state tells you you've got to do it, and they will tell you what you've got to do.
Yeah.
So you want to be ahead of that curve. And I think the mayor, our sheriff, and those individuals are looking ahead of that.
Well, I know that, was it twice that we've added on to the current jail? I can't remember exactly, but I know that we've gone up. So I don't know if there's any more room to go up. Is it go out? Is there enough land there? Are we talking about a whole new idea? I guess we don't know the answers to those, right?
You're into what the committee's talking
okay.
about. That's exactly it. I happen to serve on that committee. We've walked around that jail. We've looked. You got to understand where that facility, it's called the Adult Detention Center.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily like call it the jail. That's so... that's what it is, but we like to call it a little bit more. That's the name on it, Adult Detention Center. But you got to look at what's around there with the property that we have. That's actually setting, there's a lot of drainage that runs down through that area there. So you got to look at what property we have and what we got to do with it. We also have the workhouse. We also have the youth detention center. That's a part of our law enforcement that we have here. So those expenses are there. And then we've just added, we're getting ready to add our fifth public health and safety building out here at Plainview. So those are really online. They're running full speed all the time.
That's fifth and final, right?
No, there were six that were planned. There's one that is planned out towards Ammaville.
Okay.
And that one is to come.
So, well.
So.
But it's not, there's no groundwork, nothing's been done on that at this point yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
But that's it was set up, those buildings were set up to cover the county area to give us an expansion mm-hmm. there.
How close are we to Plainview opening?
It was to be open possibly by July, but I think it'll be later towards the fall.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's been a wet spring, for sure.
Oh, it has been that. We've been trying to get hay up out on our place, but you don't know whether to cut, if it's going to rain or whatever. But we got it all done yesterday, so that's been done. I saw your weather map a while ago. I was going to get home and get the tractor out and trim up some areas around there, but that's not going to happen today.
I don't know about today. And there's rain through Thursday in the forecast. So
I sat there and looked at that. It looks like it's rained forever when you look at it.
I know.
It's just something else. Last year we had the drought. It's just a pretty much drought. Then rained about December. And now this year, and that could happen again. It could cut off just like a spigot. You never know where it's going to be. We used to get anywhere from 2 to 3 cuttings of hay. And last year we got 1. And I hope that doesn't happen this time.
Is this the first cutting?
This was the first cutting. Okay. And it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
I can see why. Yeah. So hopefully if we can, after the cutting, you want the rain a little bit, right?
Yes, you do.
Make
you
it grow.
You want it to keep growing. You want more and more growing. So
so not only is Pettus Reed Rutherford County Commissioner, there are other things that we like to talk to Pettus about because of his history, if you will, with the pun intended, about local Rutherford County history. We're going to talk about some of that coming up here in just a couple of moments and maybe wrap up a few thoughts on what's going on with county government as well. County Commissioner Pettus Reed joining us here in studio this morning on the Action Line, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Stay current with the Plugged In podcast from MTE. Hear expert interviews and EV news at mte.com/pluggedin.
Alan Butcher.
Well, the thing I like about Adams Place is that when you come here, you're coming to a complete healthcare system. You start off in independent living, and then if you need additional care, you go to assisted living. And we also have a memory unit and a rehab unit.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street. And spring has sprung here at Animal City. Our nursery is full of hand-feeding baby birds just waiting to be your perfect companion. If you're not a bird person yet, just come in and let them change your mind. If you've already found your perfect parrot, we have all the things you need to keep them happy, including a wide variety of toys. Animal City. 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Good morning. We've got a couple of wrecks out here getting some attention. Still some heavy downpours in Clarksville, Montgomery County right now as you travel up and down I-24 in and out of Tennessee and Kentucky there in Clarksville. As it builds even more, 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, it's getting heavier up through Williamson County in general this time of the morning going northbound on 65 up by Cool Springs Boulevard. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this weekend when you order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS AM FM online.
Mainly cloudy this afternoon. Areas of showers and storms, high of 86. More showers and storms tonight with heavy rain, low near 69. I'm meteorologist Ulua Lockwood on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 73.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WGNS, AM, FM, online. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back with Rutherford County Commissioner Pettus Reed joining here this morning on the Action Line. A few more commission things. You and I were just talking during the break that the Eagle Bowl baseball and softball teams recognized. I'm sure that's part of your duties, being the commissioner from that neck of the woods.
That's some of the good things you do. It's a lot of fun. We had both teams up there last night at the commission meeting to recognize them, present them with a resolution. And those teams have just shown the dedication and continuation of trying to win. When you have a girls softball team that in postseason, I guess is what you're concerned with, winning the championship, they defeated their opponents 116-3 in scoring. I mean, that just amazes me.
Yeah.
And how you do that.
And I think the baseball team is on like a 4-year run of not losing a postseason game.
Nuh-uh. And they're an exciting bunch to win. And I made the statement there last night. I said, that's what Eagle Bowl is all about. Whenever these teams go on the road, the last person out turns off the lights. And that's how it's done. They have such support from the community.
Yeah. So that definitely was a fun year. So the next couple of weeks, I guess it's Rush, you mentioned a lot of meetings, get through the budget. Isn't it usually a daytime meeting that you pass the budget?
Right, on the 23rd. The 23rd, okay. We will come into session at 9 o'clock and go over the budget. We'll finalize everything there, and we will vote on the final budget. And at that time, that pretty much takes care of what we have to do as far as the end of this year. Then we step off into July 1st as far as the next year of the term for the county commission at that time. There are not too many meetings anyway scheduled for July. I do continue to have public safety. Public safety doesn't quit.
Yeah.
It's always there. So we always meet and do those meetings at that time.
Well, I know it's a busy time for that. And you happen to not be in town for the first time in, I don't know how long. I think
13 years.
Is that right? So the entire time you've been a county commissioner?
The entire time I've been a county commissioner, I've only left during the day, or the only time I haven't been around here available, I was in the hospital. It was the only time I hadn't done that. But 13 years, I hadn't gone on vacation. My daughter calls and tells me, we're going down to Orange Beach, and I have reservations, and you have a reservation. It's time for you to take a vacation. I said, I can't do that. She said, well, you have a reservation. You're going. So I said, okay, I'm going. And I did. I was down there, and then all of a sudden I get this contact from Bart Walker telling me that the monument for the center of the state of Tennessee was leaning. And, of course, that monument is maintained and was built by the Rutherford County Historical Society back during the bicentennial, back in 1976. And I said, it's leaning. That's interesting. And he sent me a picture, and it looked like it was leaning. So I basically told him, I said, I will get the new president of the Historical Society to go by and take a look at it, and I'll get you some more information. So I contacted Curtis Parrish to go by and take a look at it. Curtis goes by it twice a day. He works at Middle Tennessee State University, so that's his route, goes by.
Mm-hmm.
So he contacts me back. He said, are we being punked or something? There is nothing wrong with this monument. He said, it looks fine. It's where it's always been. And I said it's okay. And he said, I've been all the way around it. And I looked at it. And he said, in fact, I had two of Murfreesboro City's finest, the police department, stopped wanting to know what in the world I'm doing and offered to take my picture in front of it. But he said, it's okay. So I contacted Bart back and said, we think it's okay, but I'll look at it further when I get back from down here in L.A., lower Alabama.
Uh-huh.
So on Saturday, I go and look at it. It is okay. The owner of the property where the obisque sits, I talked to him on the phone. He gave me a call to let me know. The property that's around the monument in that area there is being sold. It's being sold for storage. It belongs to the Cunninghams. John Cunningham is the owner of that property. And that is now going up through planning of the city of Murfreesboro. And it's going to be a storage facility back over there. The property where all of this sits is not being sold with the rest of the property. He let me know that right off, that it's not in the contract. So it's still there. The thing that got out that caused, I think, about as much stir in anything, not the fact that it possibly was leaning, was the fact that that monument does not sit on the center of the state of Tennessee. And a lot of people just all upset the fact of that, no, that is not the exact center where that monument sits. And I got amused at that, is that, hey, they didn't get out of the car. They just drove by. They didn't stop and read the plaque that's on the monument. And it's an interesting history when you look at it, and it's all history, and it's political history. And of all people to get the questions, it comes back to me. But it's the facts of Tennessee. It's the history there. And if you happen to have one of Greg Tucker's books, he has an entire story on this, on how it went about. But he's done the plaque that is on there today on that monument. We've had three plaques on that monument. This is the third. The original was first borrowed by someone. We don't know who. We don't know if it ended up in a dorm room or a fraternity house or whatever, but it went missing. So we had to put another one back. It went missing. This is our third one that's on there. And the history was written on that plaque. And if you happen to stop by and look at the monument, it says, Geographic Center of Tennessee. The Tennessee Constitutional Convention in 1834 considered where the permanent seat of the state government should be located. A delegate from Williamson County argued that for some reason of equality and convenience, the state capital should be as near the geographic center of the state as could be achieved. The Secretary of State was directed to determine the center point on Friday, May 30th. The Secretary employed University of Nashville mathematics professor James Hamilton to make the determination. On Monday, June 2nd, Hamilton reported that the geographic center of the state is 1 mile and a half east of Murfreesboro. In 1834, convention did not settle on a site, but specified that in 1843, General Assembly shall within the first week after commencement of the session designate and fix the seat of government. Relying on Hamilton's report, Rutherford and Murfreesboro promoters and supporters identified an accessible and available large flat rock 2 miles northeast of Murfreesboro as the central location for the state capital. Building corners were staked on the large exposed bedrock. The 1843 Tennessee General Assembly, however, chose Nashville for the permanent seat of government. Now an abandoned quarry, the rock that was to be the state capital, is approximately 200 yards due east of this marker. It has always said that that marker is not the center, it's 200 yards east of that. Reason being for that fact is when in 1976, the bicentennial, when Canonsburg was created for the bicentennial, the committee also decided to select that historical spot too as a piece of history to designate it, because we almost became the capital again.
Sure, okay.
They went out there and marked the corners of the building on that flat rock to build the capital.
Oh, this was the second time.
The second time they were here. Because it was the center. Well, it didn't happen because of politics. They went back and forth. To be honest with you, what really happened in all of that discussion, and that's in some of Greg Tucker's story, what happened in 1843, they got to the point of arguing back and forth of where the Capitol should be and build the Capitol building. They named about every city and every county in Tennessee as to be the Capitol, and it never passed. In fact, Murfreesboro one evening was selected as the Capitol once again. We were the Capitol for about 12 hours. That night, it was voted on, okay, this is going to be the Capitol. The next morning, they changed their mind, and it went off to somewhere else again. So, everybody had a chance. But what really happened for it to remain in Nashville, where it was, someone offered a piece of property, a hill, to place the Capitol on and gave them property and say, hey, we got a free hill back here we can build a Capitol on. Politics.
And that's where it is now.
And that's where it is today. The same old thing that happens today in how we get things and how we get things done. It was back and forth politics. In fact, they said on the floor, it was quite interesting why some of them did not want it to come here to back to Rutherford County. They made the statement that we are too conservative here in this county.
Oh, wow.
They will not turn loose of their money. We found that out when we were down there back in 1826 when we were down there. They're very tight. See, what happened, the reason the Capitol did not move down here, and I've always liked what Greg Tucker, our county historian, says about that. If you ask him if Murfreesboro was the Capitol of Tennessee at that time, he'll give you this answer of yes and no. And I always like that. You know, it's when a historian tells you yes and no, it's sort of like Paul Harvey's there and the rest of the story.
Right, right.
And the reason for that is if you'll just think about that, we did have the senators and the representatives, and we had the House of Representatives and the Senate chambers here. But we didn't have the Supreme Court here. We didn't have all the other offices and officers of the state of Tennessee here. They were still in Nashville during that period of time. So was this the Capitol at that time, or did they just meet here for that period of time? And that's one of the things that's the part.
That's the yes and no.
That's the rest of the story.
Yeah.
that Greg brings out. And I always like that. I think that's pretty good. But you can't put that on a monument. You have to put this was the Capitol at a certain time.
So let's talk about this land where the obelisk is now.
Uh-huh.
So if that is several hundred yards away from what is the geographic center, it's mm-hmm. been on the placard says that. The land where it is, I mean, who owns the obelisk? You know, who does the upkeep? I mean,
that's all the Rutherford County Historical Society does.
Okay.
All the responsibility of upkeep. I was out there just the other day, and I was talking to the president, and I told him, I said, it's time for us to do some cleanup, to probably put down mulch, to straighten it up and change some things like that. And we're talking to Mr. Cunningham. John Cunningham still owns it, the Cunningham family. Dr. Cunningham was a doctor here in town. He and his family leased the property to us back in 1976. They didn't give us the property. It is leased to us. In fact, that brown envelope I'm holding there is the lease. So we have that. And there had been discussion at one time about, hey, what's going to happen if they decide they no longer have that lease? It means that possibly it has to be moved somewhere else down the road or something. We're not even thinking that.
Okay.
I talked to John the other day. He's not even thinking that at all. That's why he cut that piece of property out of the contract of selling the property.
And that's so when his other property is sold, that's the only small piece that's going to be left of that whole thing?
Of the whole thing.
Okay.
That'll still be sitting there. In fact, how that goes with that storage building and everything out there, because it was quarried anyway. The big flat rock that they all talk about and whatever, a lot of that was the center, was quarried back in late 70s and 80s is when all of that started happening back over that time. So, you know, it's still the center. It's still there. But
that marker never purported to be the geographic center.
That marker never said, this is the center. And I think it's quite interesting that they got a mathematician to determine where the center was.
Isn't it?
But see, back at that time, you got to remember there were no drones. There was no GPS. There was none of that. So it was all done by mathematicians, by where you're located and all this sort of thing. It was done by the way Lewis and Clark discovered what they discovered. It was all the same way.
Has it ever been looked with the newer technology that's available? Has it ever been determined that, well, we may be a few hundred feet off here or there, or has anybody ever looked at that?
No, and there's some things you don't want to miss.
Maybe so.
but you know, I'm not going to get into that.
There you go.
Because I've got a monument out there I have to be responsible for and look for. You know, that's just some things, you know, you don't want to do and do some of these things. But maybe someday somebody will. But I'd hate for somebody to do that and say the geographic center is in Woodbury. I mean, it bothers me.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
They would be tickled, but we wouldn't
no,
be.
And no. here It'd we just have, be just like losing the Capitol all over again.
Yeah, and here we have MTSU, Middle Tennessee, the center of, you know. But that is what the history is of that. And when you look at all of this and you see it, okay, politics is in this again. And the political realm jumps in here. But I think it was interesting for them is that they wanted to find the center too. And they did it at the best way they could. And that's what the monument is all about. It's marking that history of how they did it and that related back to Rutherford County.
Pettis, as always, appreciate you coming in this morning. And, I mean, we kind of were all over the map, but good conversation, as always.
Well,
Thank
let
you.
Me just remind folks that on the 23rd, on that evening at 6 o'clock, we will have the public hearings for Plan Rutherford.
Mm.
Plan Rutherford will, at that time, anybody has either for or against or information about that, we're going to be doing that at the courthouse. We're very close to what we're going to do with it, either for or against. It goes before the commission or the planning commission. Plan Rutherford has had a lot of changes. We've had a lot of involvement. I think Plan Rutherford will be good for Rutherford County. It's nothing but a plan. It's nothing but a way to look at what we do with our growth and how we continue with the infrastructure and how we're doing things.
So that's the 23rd. That's a Monday, right?
That's a Monday.
That's the same morning.
That morning, we look at the budget, and that night, we look at, okay, how are we going to take care of the rest of the growth in Rutherford County?
I'm looking right to the future. That's at the courthouse at 6?
Be at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
No, that one's at 6 o'clock.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
6 Very
o'clock.
Good. We'll make sure to continue to tell folks about that. Rutherford County Commissioner Pettis Reed joining us here this morning on the Action Line.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
CBS News Special Report. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been holding talks with world leaders after conducting airstrikes on Iran that are raising fears of an all-out war in the Middle East. Tehran has responded. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
So far, they fired 200 drones. Most of them have been shot down, but we can expect ballistic missiles to be headed this way.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
The president this morning says he warned Iran a potential Israeli military strike on the country would be much worse than anything they know, anticipated, or were told, because Israel uses American military equipment and, quote, they know how to use it.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says economic fallout is a possibility.
If the conflict leads to a sustained period of higher oil prices, there are going to be long-term inflationary impacts.
Dow futures down 513 just ahead of the opens.
WGNS Murfreesboro, W270 AM. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
The Action Line continues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use and learn more about electric vehicles. MTE.com for that info. In our remaining time here this morning, we're going to be talking about the Art Center of Cannon County. And coming up is Disney's Newsies. Who wants to kick us off? Dax, let's start with you, since you and I have been the one who've been emailing back and forth here for the last little bit. This has been a much anticipated show, I think, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's one that was pretty well done around the community theater area in around 2019 or so. And we waited a while and brought it back. And so this is music all done by Alan Menken, who did like Little Mermaid and things like that, a bunch of Disney stuff that you've definitely heard. So it's great music, a great story based on historical events, actually, about the Newsboys strike in 1899.
That was right around the turn of the century. Was it over like a few pennies of you know, extra pay, I guess, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And so that's very interesting. Disney did that back when? When was that first done?
So they did it with the movie in 1992 with a younger Christian Bale. And so you can watch that on Disney Plus, but the musical is going to be different, a lot more music and added things to make it longer. But and of course, live theater is the whole spectacle of it. Yeah. And so I mean, you can get an idea of it with the movie, but to get the full experience, you definitely want to see this production with these talented actors.
So what I can remember from Newsies is during the pandemic, when like they were doing actual plays and they were on the small screen, if you will, you know, you could watch it, stream it. It was like on constantly for weeks at a time for my daughter. She just watched and watched and watched it. So, you know,
that and Hamilton.
I guess that was a little bit before her Hamilton time, but Newsies, she said it was addictive. You know, you get into it and the music's great, and I guess that's what you see with the live production too.
Yeah, it's got great message and powerful music. I mean, it's from what I know of the music, it's very simplistic, but at the same time it's like catchy, and you know, it really gets you into it and catches your attention, wakes you up even. I mean, we've got this whole chorus of Newsboys that just belt in your face, which, you know, it's awesome, you know.
Let's bring in Kinsley. It's McDade. Did I get it right? Okay, close enough, right? You actually are playing Davy. Aaron, is it Arsenault?
Arsenault.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Make sure we get that going. So, so Kingsley, we'll start with you, and tell us about your character in Newsies.
I play Davy in Newsies. He's one of the newsboys that's belting in your face, which I think is funny. Davy comes in after the first few scenes, and he helps raise the strike and helps plan it, and is just kind of he's helping Jack organize and get the Newsies to strike and what to do and how to spread the word.
Okay. And what about Aaron, your character?
Yeah, so I play Joseph Pulitzer, so I get to be the baddie, and I get to play the princess track, so I get to come in first act, set the problem, come back in the second act, and just cause a little more mischief. So it is based off of the real Joseph Pulitzer. I would say there is some artistic license with it because it is a Disney musical after all, so you got to do a little bit of mustache twirling. Mm-hmm. But yeah, still based on the real thing, and it's interesting playing somebody who is a real live figure, but also being like, I'm going to maybe slime this up a little bit. I don't know that he acted exactly like this, but we're going to have some fun with this.
So a little bit of personal flair to it.
Yeah, totally. Of course.
Were you able to do that with Davey?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dax, tell me what part you're playing in all of this whole production.
Well, so I do a lot of the producing as a staff member, but I am I'm running the tech for the show, and so you got to hit all of the. We basically combined all the lighting, projections, and sound cues all into one program. So just hitting all those and trying not to mess up the cast. This show specifically, I don't know. Whenever we picked it last year, I was pretty excited, and when we did and we were like looking for directors, I think the first live production I saw of it was at Center for the Arts in 2019, and who starred as Jack in that was Nicholas True, who was the director of this show.
Oh, okay.
And so I had him in mind, and I just saw Tarzan, so I was like, I got to see if we can get Nick out here. And I've known him for a while, since like 2018 or so. And so we got him in, and I think it really helps that he has like a personal connection to the show in general. It's actually where he met his now wife. And to add like even more to this, it's around the time. So they just recently had their first child during this show as well.
During
this show, yeah. So she was pregnant choreographing this, Sophie True. And so this baby was learning the steps in the womb. And now she's out, and she's been at tech rehearsals. And, I feel like it's a really important story for his family, yeah, is this show. And I think you kind of see it in how he directs it and how it ends up on stage.
Well, it sounds like if Nick doesn't want another child or something else monumental to happen, he better stay away from Newsies after
exactly,
this, right?
Yeah.
The Center for the Arts in Cannon County, or the Arts Center of Cannon County, is what we're talking about today. Disney's Newsies opens this weekend, and how many weeks?
So we run for three weekends. We do Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2:00, and as of right now, we close on the 28th of June, and we open tonight on the 13th.
Wow. Friday the 13th, too. You have to do that, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Talk to me a little bit more about Kingsley, from your perspective. Talk a little bit about what you hope the audience gets out of your performance of Davey, and I'll ask Aaron the same thing about his performance of Pulitzer.
Well, I think one of the most important aspects of Newsies in general is that it is just so fun and up-tempo that I don't think I've ever really met a person that doesn't like Newsies, because the music is great, this show itself is just so fun to listen, to watch. And so, if I had to choose one thing that they get out of it, I would just say a good time, because Newsies is just one of the funnest shows out there.
Yeah, but you're talking about an 1899 newspaper strike, you know? But still, it hits home.
It's still here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it the music? Is it just the interaction? What is it about it, you think?
Well, I mean, you've got a bunch of actors who are going to be not even 5 feet in front of you, who are just dancing everywhere, like Daxon said, belting literally in your face. They will be right on you. So it's something, it's always good to see just a huge group of people doing something at such a high level. I mean, there is I think maybe in the general public, there's an association with community theater. It's like, oh, well, they're trying. And it's like, no, they're not. They're not trying here. They're doing it, and they sound great. I mean, the dynamics are there, the movement's there, the acting's there, so it's just a good time. And Alan Menken writes good tunes, like Daxon said. I mean, all of these things, they just They're not really overly complicated songs, but they're songs that you will be humming them next week. I guarantee it.
Kingsley, the fact that we're here at the opening, all of the, I guess now's the time to have the fun. All the hard work's already taken place in terms of getting ready.
Yeah.
How long? I mean, how many hours have you all spent on putting this together?
We've been having practices since May, I think. I think it was
before that.
It was late April, early May, I think, is when we started having rehearsals, and then we had rehearsals about 3 days a week.
And this last week, it's...
This last week, it's been tech week, so we've been out till 10 o'clock each night.
Since Sunday.
Since Sunday. Yeah.
And that's making sure everything just... I mean, you run the whole show, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, because there's tons of moving set pieces. The stage crew does great with that. But there's so many different things that come in and out. And then you have... There's 35 people in the show. So it's, I mean, it fills up our dressing rooms. It takes every single microphone. It, you know, it fills up. And they use every bit of the space on the stage to give you this spectacle.
So how do you get tickets? What's the best way to see Newsies at the Art Center of Cannon County?
Well, if you like going online and getting your tickets, you can go to www.artscenterofcc.com/tickets. But if you want to talk to somebody, we're open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday. So you can call us at 615-563-2787. And that's 615-563-ARTS.
And where can we find the Art Center of Cannon County?
It's going to be right off of John Bragg as soon as you hit Woodbury. And if you go for a matinee, you might even get to see the hills of Cannon County as you're driving down John Bragg. But it's going to be at 1424 John Bragg Highway in Woodbury, Tennessee.
So just head out John Bragg Highway when you think, I'm almost to Woodbury, and then it's right there on the left.
Oh, yeah. You'll see the LED sign and everything. It'll be flashing Newsies and other upcoming events. But, yeah, we're the big red barn right off of it.
Yeah, and very close. I mean, if you live in Rutherford County, this is a very close drive out the Woodbury Highway, which I assume that all of you have been keeping pretty hot here last few weeks.
Yeah, I'd say from that Circle K on Rutherford, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably tops. Yeah, very good. All right, well, good luck with Newsies this weekend and the next few weeks to come.
Thank you. Thanks look so forward much. To it.
Our friends from the Art Center of Cannon County joining this morning, and we'll have information about it posted on the podcast, so be sure to check that out at WGNSradio.com.